Hi, I'm Gerald Umensky. I'm a family law lawyer, and I work with Campbell Clark Umensky here in Ottawa. If you find yourself facing a family law problem, then your next step is going to be deciding how it is that you're going to deal with these things. There's all kinds of options to proceed, but the very first option that you should avail yourself of is finding out what exactly it is that you're dealing with. Last week or a week or so ago, we talked about the idea of acquiring an expert. Information is power. Find out what your situation is from your own perspective by acquiring the advice of someone who knows what it is that they're talking about, someone who practices family law as their essential specialty. Armed with that information, and that's usually a 1 hour consultation, you go back to your spouse and you start to try and work it out. You work it out by direct negotiation with your spouse to try and figure out what the parameters are. Use as your safety net the rule that you will not be bound by anything you agree to until you have the opportunity to check it out. But get all the groundwork out of the way so that you know what it is that is the essence of your difficulty. Because there's thousands of things that you can deal with, like who's going to get the cutlery and where's the lawnmower going to go before you get to the nitty-gritty stuff about how you're going to divide up pensions. Once you have narrowed your issues, there's several methods that you can use to deal with them. One is called mediation. And in mediation, the two of you will sit down with a third-party mediator whose mandate is to assist you to come to some terms and agreement that will stand the test of independent scrutiny. Usually that means that you'll get a separation agreement at the end of the day that you can bring to an independent counsel of your choice, which is highly recommended, so that they can look at it from your perspective and give you advice as to whether it makes sense or not. The next level of intervention is called collaborative family law. And in collaborative family law, both of you have your own independent counsel who are working together to try and balance your independent interests. Both mediation, collaborative family law, you can do searches on the net to get all kinds of information as to what it's about and who does it. In the event that you can't come to a collaborative or mediated agreement, there's always the alternative of some form of court action or arbitration. Arbitration is usually a private adjudicative process where a third party is going to decide what you can't decide for yourself. And the fallback is always the court system. And the court system is extremely expensive and extremely divisive. It should be used only when you have no other alternative. Those are your basic options, and each one of them are searchable on the net. Find the one that works best for you and see if you can settle these things amicably between you. I'm Gerald Umensky. If you're looking for further information, feel free to check us out at CCY Family Law here in Ottawa.